Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, the Oregon quarterback carousel has stopped, at least in the recruiting realm. We think we know what's going on under center, or at least out of the shotgun for the Ducks this coming season with Dante Moore in the fold. We know that there's an Austin Novosad there as well. We also have a Luke Moga and Akili Smith Jr.
You know who you don't have? Ryder Lyons.
Ryder Lyons. That's correct. That's correct.
He's going to be soaking at BYU. Suck it.
Because the Ducks have taken some swinges on some very big quarterback prospects. They were down to the final two for Jared Curtis, who selected Georgia over Oregon. Then they were in the final two for the aforementioned Ryder Lyons with the cool California hair. And he committed on the Pat McAfee show, of all places, to BYU.
Nothing he's says do his good Mormon boy like Pat McAfee show.
Going to do his mission and then go to BYU. I guess it's going to be an abbreviated mission, so really he only misses one football season.
I don't know how all that works.
I don't either, but Nemec was talking about this on his recruiting show, and essentially for kids who wanted to do this or pursue football more quickly, you can graduate early and then start your mission essentially early and then curtail it a little bit late, and essentially you've just got an 18-month window to fill, and then you can go do your football.
Someone who served a fake mission to Toronto, I'm not aware of. My fake mission was wonderful because I spent no time in the lovely city of Toronto.
So, what did you do?
Nothing. I just got tired of answering questions, especially from girls.
Whoa, that's an upset.
Well,
they were the wrong questions.
Yeah. Well, a lot of times, like if you were like you were interested in
what are we
in a lovely lady, they would ask you, which I found a little. A little hypocritical, where you went on your mission. And when I respond with, I didn't go on my mission, I got a lot of tood thrown my way. And so I just figured it was just easier to just lie and say that I served a mission in Toronto.
Oh, so I see. I thought you actually did have a mission in Toronto in which you didn't do much. But no, you didn't even go. It's just an easy place to say and no one's going to fact check it.
Yeah, I just faked. I don't know why.
That's kind of perfect because it's far enough away and it's another country. It's not necessarily exotic, but you got the French-Canadian thing. And there's enough information about Toronto that you could BS it a little bit and BS it and finesse it. And
I've
suddenly
been to
you're
Toronto.
There.
It's
there
a lovely go. City. Yeah. I thought it was pretty nondescript and take Toronto. And so found it also hypocritical when they were very judgy if I didn't go on a mission. But as soon as they told them that I went on my fake mission to Toronto, they were apt to do things. I was like, interesting. So yeah, as a proud server of a 2-year fake mission to Toronto, I can tell you, Ryder Lyons, his 18th month, whatever he's doing, good for him.
So Ryder Lyons, also not a Duck, which means that we have turned Eugene into Beaver Nation. Bryson Beaver from Murrieta is Murrieta, California, that is, not Georgia. He had 33 touchdowns against 6 picks his last season, and he selects the Ducks over Alabama, Boise State, Auburn, Bowling Green. He had a whole host of offers. He is
weird. I love when you hear that he was deciding between Alabama, Oregon, and Bowling
Green. So I just realized
something tells me Bowling Green wasn't in the top of the list.
So I realized what happened here. They moved Oregon to the top because he did select them. And then after that, they did visits. So he had been to Boise. And then they went alphabetical. It went Alabama, Auburn, Bowling Green, Coastal Carolina. Yeah.
Had that real tough decision to make. Do I want to go play for?
But his biggest and best offers were Alabama, Auburn, Colorado, LSU, Ole Miss, Utah.
Okay.
So he's a four-star. And he'll be
a Florida State Seminole in a year and a half. And then
something like that.
Oregon's next quarterback is probably playing, let's go with Purdue. Breakout freshman at Purdue.
Or maybe
Washington State, somewhere in the new Pac-12.
Now, I'm trying to dig up the exact news story about it, but you did mention Florida State and their quarterback. And
oh, yeah, dude. This is a
doozy of a story.
For no reason. My man's just like setting headlines on fire.
Yeah, and so I'm going to find the exact quotes that he made, but basically this new signal caller at Florida State who played at Boston College is out there saying that without Nick Saban, Alabama really isn't all that.
No.
And they play Alabama this season. I don't know what the spread is on the game. I will be laying the points with Alabama.
Yeah, it's Tommy, is it Castellanos?
Castellanos.
Castellanos?
Yes.
Oh, so it is Castellanos.
He was the starter for like half of the year with BC. Yeah. He got hurt. He was good. Then he was kind of bad. He's interesting.
Yeah, he's got some confidence.
He said, I'm excited, man. People don't know if they know, but you go back and watch every first game that I played in. We always start fast. I dreamed of moments like this. I dreamed of playing against Alabama. They don't have Nick Saban to save them. I just don't see them stopping me. Wow.
All right, well. I mean, I suppose, right? You got some confidence coming from the big high-profile program of Boston College, and you're taking a big old steamer on Alabama.
And my understanding,
way to kick the old hornet's nest,
is that he basically got benched at Boston College and then transferred before they could say that he got benched. He didn't even play the full season, and essentially he got out of there and was like, oh yeah, I can run the ACC. And you're like, wait, really? So
that is true, because he set the whole ACC on fire as well.
He went on to say, I feel like I tore the ACC up my damn self for the last 2 years, and now I'm with a squad. I hope people don't think that Florida State is going to be the same team it was last year, because we have weapons. People can't just sit back in zone coverage and watch me. Well, and then it says Castellanos was 5-8 against ACC opponents as a starter for Boston College.
he torched him.
I guess, but you know, it's a fascinating era for personnel in college football, because, and we've talked about this with Joey too, but like the idea of a guy coming to your school, waiting his turn, staying around, him being a part of the program. Less dudes play now, they're moving on. He stopped playing at Boston College, he found a new spot. Florida State's like, we love him, and chances are he won't be there next year either.
And I just love that. And now the ACC sucks, and so does Alabama. By the way, I would like to officially say that I am hoping that Alabama beats them. I think, Bam, I saw 12.5 point favorites.
Yeah, I saw 13.
I would like the final score to be 63-6.
I think they'll cover that 13 in the first half. You're probably looking at a four-score victory.
I want Kalen DeBoer to run up the score so very much, just so that Castellanos has to stand up on the podium. There's nothing better. And look, dude, I love confidence. I never had any sort of confidence like this. I have no idea why you'd want to go out and be like, I'm going to kick everyone's ass. But it is hilarious.
When someone
does the Iron Ball McGinty play and then just gets their teeth kicked in. I love it.
Well, you've said this recently too. Right now, we're in an era where getting attention for clout on something that could come back and bite you
is not
a concern of anyone's at all.
At
all. No one cares about what you could look like later. No. You got clout now. You got attention now. That is what you craved. And the other one, I don't even know that we got into it, but the Diego Pavia comments from a couple weeks ago where he basically was, you know, he appealed for another year and got it, and he's going back to Vanderbilt and basically said, oh, yeah, like I had offers to go to the Big Ten, but, like, no one wants to go to that weak conference.
He called the Big Ten trash. Yeah. And it was on, I think it was, like, the Bussin' with the Boys show.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're like, dude, they've won the last two national championships. And he's like, whatever. You play at Vanderbilt, for God's sakes. What world are we living in that the Vanderbilt quarterback is throwing shade at Michigan and Ohio State?
Because he gets the privilege of getting his ass kicked by LSU, Ole Miss, and Alabama all in the same season.
And some donkey that got benched at Boston College is now throwing shade at Alabama.
And the it's rest like, wait, of the who are you? ACC.
By the way, Florida State won what? Two games last
two
year?
Two games.
What? Dude, I'm telling you, this generation, this is like my old man thing. I am fascinated by whatever, what is this generation we're talking about? Is
Gen Alpha?
Gen Alpha,
no,
or whatever?
Those guys would be Gen Z like Gen me. Z.
Oh, yeah, right.
We talk a lot of trash. I think Gen Alpha is beginning of high school right now. I think they're just starting high school.
I am just fascinated with the all attention. It doesn't, whatever you can do to put it, it's the same reason like kids like commit crimes and film themselves doing it and then put it on the internet. It doesn't matter what it is. Like you said, as long as I'm on camera and as long as someone is talking about me, I will be the biggest horse's ass on the planet, and it doesn't matter. And I'm just – I just want – does Vanderbilt play a Big Ten team? Because I want Vanderbilt to lose to like a mid-level Big Ten team by like 30 points, and I want Alabama to just curb stomp.
Just remember, Diego Pavia never lost to Alabama.
That's true.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, right?
He beat him. He's never lost to Alabama.
So their schedule does not appear to have the Big Ten on next year. Nope.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
They open with Charleston Southern before playing Virginia Tech and South Carolina. Well, just, it looks like they might still have an open date.
But it's a fine line between confidence and jackassery. And I just feel like the young kids now, dude, they hopscotch that son of a bitch like 7 times a day.
Jackassery, I don't care. Give it to me. It's unbelievable.
I got this. That male bravado. I'll fight a gorilla. I don't care. I'll land this airplane, whatever.
What's wrong with you people, Will?
Hey, I'm not claiming them. I'm leading from the front. They are going to fall in line eventually, but right now, they're not going to fall in line with me.
We think. All right. Enough sports for now. It is time for us to move over to In the News, what's been going on around the Portland and national scene today. We'll get to that next. But first, Ortner S. Sports Center.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.